Be'ezah Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shish in the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Sechas Tefillin, Laws of Praying, the Safe Havah, the Book of Love, which in this Perek we continue the theme of the previous Perakim regarding requirements when one's coming to Daven, where in this Perek we discuss regarding different things that get in the way of one's davening, and also certain limitations. As Rambam gets Halacha off regarding, one has to consider the rest of the community. It's forbidden for a person to pass by behind the shul, which is the place where they enter from, when the minyan is davening, because he's not walking in. It looks like as if he's disregarding the obligation of davening in the shul. Unless he was carrying a load, so it's evident that's why he's not entering, because of his load, or the shul actually had two entrances on two different sides. Someone sees, oh, he's going to say, Shema Yelech V'Kanes V'Pesach Acher, maybe he's going and he's entering from the other opening. Or let's say in the city there was two shuls. The one who sees will say, Shema Yelech V'Pesach Knesset Ragolbay, maybe he's going to the shul that he normally goes to. The initially tefillin b'roish, if he has tefillin on his head, mutar lo laver, he's actually allowed to pass by the entryway during davening. Even though he doesn't have any one of these other excuses, because tefillin mechichin love. The fact is, wearing tefillin proves someone who pursues mitzvahs, he's not from those who are just nullifying the prayer, and must be some other reason because we see he has tefillin on his head. If someone's davening with the minyan, should not lengthen his prayer more than what's sufficient. When he's davening by himself, then he has the option of davening as long as he wants to. Now, Vimbolama Achit philosophy is coming to say after his Shemayin Esrei, that I feel like you say to be the Yom Kippur, that even as the order of the confession of Yom Kippur, Omer, you could say as long as you want to. So too, if he wants to add on to every single one of the brachas, minem tzoyis, from the middle brachas, which is besides the first three and the last three, meina bracha, which is related to the topic of that bracha, maisa, we could add on. Halacha Gimel, as Rambam says, Ketzer Haso. So, let's say he had someone that was ill. So mavak shlav rachem and berkas chayim, we could beseech mercy for that person in the bracha of Rifeinu, of the sick people, kifitzachas l'shen, according to the ability of the person's articulation. Let's say he needed for his livelihood. He adds in supplications and requests in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, which talks about the blessing of Parnasa. And along this path, by every single bracha, it's the same idea. And if someone wants to ask for all his needs, b'shemei tefillah in the bracha of Shema Kaleinu, shoyel, he could ask. But he shouldn't ask. Not in the first three and not in the last three. There, you're not supposed to make personal requests. Halacha Daled regarding before davening. It's forbidden for a person to taste anything, or shi'as malacha, to do activity, once already the break of dawn. Until he davens first shachas. He shouldn't go to his friend's doorway to greet him before he davens his own tefillah of shachas. Neither should go on a journey before he davens shachas. But a person could taste or do some activity before he davens the musaf prayer or before the afternoon prayer. But he shouldn't be making a meal a half hour before mincha. Halacha hey, that is kibin shagiyas man mincha gedayla. Once it comes time for mincha gedayla, which we already explained in Perek Gimel, there's mincha ketana, mincha gedayla, which is 6.5 hours into the day. Then leikanis lemerchatz, he shouldn't go into the bathhouse. Afilo azi, even just to perspire, not even to take a whole bathing. Achei spal until he first davens. And the reason is shemis alef because he might feel faint. Be a bottom of tefillah, and he's going to nullify the tefillah. Again, that's the whole theme of this first half of this parak regarding things that are in, like a nullification of davening. And shouldn't even eat a snack, because he might be drawn into a whole huge meal and end up bypassing the time of the mincha. And he shouldn't even get involved in the court case, even when it's the time for the final verdict, because maybe the judgment's going to be overturned. The mashach, and it's going to extend going on, and then he's going to nullify, he's not going to end up davening. Shouldn't sit in front of a barber to get a haircut. I feel it's as even a regular person's haircut, not a sophisticated one. Achei spal until he davens. Why? It takes 15 minutes. No, shemi shavazeg. The blade might break, and then until they go, and it might miss his man of mincha. So to lelikonis labursiki, shouldn't go into the tanner's work, which is where they work on hides. Samach lemincha, achei spal, close to the time of mincha, till he davens. Again, Shemayira Hefsi B'malachti might see something wrong with the work that's going on. The Bisasim is going to get involved. Bisakim and Tfil is going to hold him back from davening. Now, V'mehischa B'achas Melu, but if someone did start one of these things, Lo Yafsik doesn't have to stop. Elegem, he could finish it, but V'achach Mespal Tzvaz Mecha, then he goes in Davin's Mecha. So, Halach Vav, Me'imisa has Tzchalas Tzpires. We said you're not supposed to do these things. So only if you started. So the question is, regarding all these things, when is it that it's considered started? So first, what's considered that you started getting a haircut? That if you started, you don't have to stop for Mincha. So it's Mishinich Ma'afedah Shal Sapar and Al-Birkav. So when they put the apron from the haircut on him, on his knees, that's already considered that the haircut started. What's considered that he started going to the bathhouse? When he took off already the garments that are near his flesh, meaning when he took off his undergarments. What's considered that he already started doing the work by the tanner? Is when he tied the apron between his shoulders, like the craftsmen do. Because they don't want to get themselves dirty. Let's consider the beginning of eating. So once they wash their hands. People in Bavel, when he unties his belt, because they would make it very tight. So to eat, they have to expand that room. That's considered already started eating. Let's consider they started already the court case. It's when the judges already cloaked themselves and they sat down. If they're already sitting, they're just going case after case. What's considered they already started the next case? It's when the litigants already started making their claims. Although Ma'ariv, the evening prayer, is optional, a person should not come back from his work and say, okay, I'll eat a little bit, I'll sleep a little bit, and then I'll daven. Maybe the sleep is going to overcome him. And then say, it comes out he slept all night and he missed Ma'ariv. El Mispal Arvis, rather, first he davens Ma'ariv, and then he eats and he drinks, or goes to sleep. Now, however, it is permitted to take a haircut, going to the bathhouse, close to the time of when there's time to daven shachris, unlike that of mincha, because the decree was only near the time of mincha, which is something very common, because generally that's what people do during the daytime. They do these types of activities, which you might get distracted and you might miss mincha. But in the morning, it's not common. So in general, that's a Talmudic dictum that Chacham did not make the decrees in something that's not common. It's not common to do these things, and therefore actually it would be permitted. Regarding stopping for davening and stopping during davening. So Mishal Ya'isik B'Talmud Torah. If someone's engaged in learning Torah, the Gizmat really came time for davening. He stops his learning and he davens. Now, let's say Torah learning was his profession, and that is ve'en oisik b'malacha klal, doesn't do any other work his whole day. He was engaged in learning during the time of his davening. In the pesik, he doesn't stop to daven. Because the mitzvah of learning Torah is greater than the mitzvah of davening. And so, whoever is engaged in the needs of the community, it's like as if he's engaged in the words of Torah and also doesn't have to stop to daven. Halacha test. Ein ha-mispal mafsik tefilasei. The one who's davening doesn't stop his tefillah in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. Elam nisakanis nafash l'vad. Only if it's going to be danger for his life. And v'afilah melech yisol shol b'shalami. Even if a Jewish king asks him and greets him, lo yishevin, doesn't respond. V'alpaisiku l'melech abdi kachavim, but he does stop for a non-Jewish king. Shemayin again, because he might have him executed. Let's say he was in the middle of davening. He sees a non-Jewish king, or some type of a difficult person that is coming towards him. So he should abridge his davening. If he can't abridge it, so he should stop, because again, it could be a danger for his life. So if he saw snakes and scorpions coming towards him in his middle of Shemayin Esrei, if they come to him, and the norm in those places where he is that these snakes and scorpions are lethal, could kill, so he stops and he runs away. But if those snakes and scorpions, the norm was that they don't kill, in a Pesach, he doesn't stop the Amid the prayer. Regarding those who are potter, women, slaves, and minors are obligated in davening. But any person that's exempt from Kriyashma is part of Mitzvah, is also exempt from davening. And whoever is escorting a dead person, although the coffin doesn't need them, and therefore actually he'd be chayv in Kriyashma, but regarding Tefillah, he would be exempt. Kriyashma is deraisa, Tefillah is less than that, and therefore he actually would be potter from tefillah, and that would be a greater leniency than it is by Kriyashma.